Should I talk with McGregor about not getting into this? Because we, you know, he likes to go over what ought to be done.
Well, talk to him a little in terms of saying versus, is it solely for their benefit? Let's start with that proposition. I don't want any member of the staff ever to figure that either cabinet meeting or the other meeting is for my benefit. I don't need to hear that crap. I read it all. I get it all. I know what they're going to say. But if they need to have show and tell, well, not show and tell. I think you should do it with McGregor and her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I can't read with his NSC meeting signs. I'm going to have show and tell.
Okay.
Read the paper and sign it.
Okay.
I'm great at signing. Okay. Mine is certainly bright. I think it's just great. And the feeling to it is all together. You can see out to them, unfortunately. Boy, sitting here is just spectacular. Oh, I turn around. And so when you come into the room, it just, you have a totally different feeling.
Well, that's miserable, that thing. I never should have had it.
Well, what are the other offices like? Senator General, we're out with your staff today. They feel pretty good. Sheriff, you had a meeting.
We didn't have a meeting.
Could it be administration thing? Now they arrested 70, had no incidents of any importance, no stoppage of anything. They're going to have a people's press conference, whatever that is, at 11:30, Franklin Park, and then march on the Justice Department. March, the meeting in the park for the press conference will be committed. As soon as they start talking to the Justice Department, the press will be in the
good.
Well, Jerry Ford, he always just back in his district, everybody there says they want to be sure I can confirm the stand. So you got that across
on the demonstrators?
Yes.
The Washington Post editorial this morning just smashed it.
Did it?
Yeah.
On what ground?
On the grounds that
trying to hurt the cause of the war, well,
in the sense that it's
wrong, crash, period.
No, they did it on that. They hit that.
Good.
Their point was that this is, you know, it's fine to protest, to demonstrate objections, but the trashing, obstructing traffic and all that is not permissible. You know, they're very strong on it. It's totally irresponsible, and they go on and on. Very bad thing. They said they also demonstrated by doing this totally failed to show what they would suggest that President Nixon do above and beyond what he is doing in disengaging U.S. troops from Vietnam, you know, or that, so. Said they agree with what you're doing, but they sure put it that nobody was showing, coming up with any better idea. I think you can, they get it hard, and they get the rough stuff. They cited the examples of the rough stuff. I think that's what you need. And they commended the late order skill of the police dealing with it. Murmur complained about it. They'll get to it because the civil rights types will get to them. They'll start screwing about they shouldn't have been arrested or not. Or have some charges and all that sort of stuff. They'll get a little bit loose now. They'll have all that loose. Then we're out now. We've got about 1,500 or so. That was good. Just round them up.
They ordered them to clear the streets. They didn't clear the streets. Get them back on.
Cut it. And they're starting again now. And
huh?
Then they'll start it again. They start marching again.
Scoop them back up.
Well, as they scoop them, it's about to
try to conquer it. I'll try to
conquer it.
That'll be great.
I hope so.
I think the Congress will know so.
Congress. I think maybe, well, I don't know. This is really kind of the test of how much real militant force and strength there is, because obviously they'll want to, because they've been frustrated, they've got to prove they've got some balls, and the only thing they can do is go ahead with that final act of their the sort of do-good type kids and peace demonstrators and stuff that don't know the difference probably won't do it. A lot of trouble mobilizing everything, so what you get will be the hard for.
I try to get the leaders to get the line. Breaking peace and so forth, they never get very good lines. You're pointing out about two of our others. Colson said he was. I think maybe what we were trying to do, Bob, is to get the idea that we're being goddamn firm with these people, you know, without being like Reagan and Russia.
Looking, it'll be interesting to see what they do with this press conference. Of course, they don't have any data.
did the only thing I could do. I went out and got my garbage cans and put them in my living room. Because I knew if I brought them back, put them where they'd probably just take them out on the street again.
I was worried about people bringing bags and stuff here anyway. It's gonna get a little bit worse.
She said, there was one amusing sideline to it, which was that the gay group were pushing cars out in the street too, and every time they move a Volkswagen out to jam block the street, they'd all embrace each other. And she thought that was just mean. Seals truck, five-man truck,
my service.
They're all trying to get them. computers, and Jack McElroy and this thing. Any lot, you know, any big man, he's then got to be able to produce the press.
Well, that's the whole business about, yeah, it's a terrible thing. Of course, people love to participate and consult, and they give support and the rest, and that was, that's part of the thing. But it's congressmen, senators, so forth. So you finally get down to the fact that that is the way to run it. You should have a dictatorship, which is probably true. You know, dictators are just benign, but that's, that won't work either. But I must say, it's a high level of efficient stuff, but these meetings.
Man, you conference we had, no, it was, I call it a big thing, wasn't it? House conference on you.
Sure.